Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's gospel lesson is taken from the famous Sermon on the Plain in Luke's account. The passage is comparable in content to the message found in Matthew's Sermon on the Mount. The use of the word "you" here simply refers to those who have come to hear Jesus speak. That is, to those who are actually listening. These words are all too familiar to us because we have heard them repeated so often. But familiarity does not guarantee full understanding. This is not a simple restatement of the golden rule. As we know, Jesus normally goes beyond a common or familiar idea. He almost always asks more of us than we expect. What Jesus is referring to here is decidedly not the law of reciprocity, which could be stated this way. If someone strikes you on the cheek, strike him on the cheek. Or, from the one who takes your coat, demand a coat back from him or her. The golden rule was a commonplace expression at the time and was not limited to the Jewish people. But whatever the actual source, when taken to its logical end, this widely recognized message would be telling us, do to others as they do to you, or love your friends and hate your enemies. This is not a teaching based on passivity, but it is clearly what most people understood the golden rule to mean. In fact, Jesus is here opposing that view of what is asked of us. We are not to do unto others as they do to us. We are to do to them what we would want them to do to us. The passive view was the common one, the very one you would have found in Scripture at the time. In the book of Sirach, for example, we are told, do good to the devout, and you will be repaid, or give to the one who is good, but do not help the sinner. Sinners can do as much. They can love, do good, and lend a hand, but only if they are seeking repayment. As our text tells us, the question Jesus repeats three times in the passage is, what credit is that to you? To do only what the action requires in reciprocity. We are not to be motivated simply by the same kind of love or help in return for what we do to another person. The issue is not how much one has done, but rather the kind of grace which is at work. It is qualitatively different in the kingdom of God. We are asked to be merciful as our Father is merciful, not because we expect something in return. The verbs here express the idea conveyed by the Greek version. Don't keep on judging. Don't continue to condemn. Keep on forgiving. Continue to give rather than to take. Two prohibitions, do not judge, do not condemn, are followed by two positive commands, forgive and give. Jesus' alternative to the principle of reciprocity is not sheer passivity, but aggressive action to undermine hostility and violence. That is a very different thing. If we are forgiving and giving rather than judging and condemning, others will treat us in the same way. We have turned aggression into positive action to repudiate judging and condemning and to praise giving and forgiving. We see this in the Eucharistic language itself. Jesus took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. We are to follow this, his example, not continue a habit of condemning or not forgiving, which simply promotes old habits and old actions which are unproductive or counterproductive. Jesus' alternative is not sheer passivity, but aggressive action to undermine hostility and violence, and thus not simply continue that cycle of retaliation, getting even, just getting back at someone rather than initiating a new kind of response. Another way of putting it would be to say that Jesus goes beyond the negative formulation of not doing what one would not like done to themselves to the positive formulation of actively doing good to another. If the situations were reversed, one would desire that the other would do to them. This is what is taught in the famous parable of the Good Samaritan, which teaches that your neighbor is anyone in need, as restated by Jesus in today's passage, along with emphasizing the need for positive action that brings benefit to another, not simply restraining oneself from negative activities that hurt another person. Some may think that Jesus is here advising his followers to become doormats, but that is not what is being conveyed here. Jesus is offering a way of life in which the poor and the powerless can act from a position of strength, to take an initiative which confronts their opponent and leaves the wrong where it belongs. Their dignity does not depend on how others treat them. Jesus does not suggest that this is an easy option. In fact, it is easy to be kind to those who are nice to us and to love those who love us. The challenge is to go further. In the Bible, love is primarily understood as a relationship, and relationships are all about behaviors, not feelings. And the behaviors of love are always so that. For example, we love so that the kingdom of God might be on earth as in heaven. When Jesus says, love your enemies, he is saying, behave toward your enemies in the ways that will create justice, kindness, mercy, harmony, and well-being for all of creation. Christian communities like those in our parishes are never uniform. People hold different political views or have strong opinions or belong to different social groups. Yet every week we gather to worship together and to build up the body of Christ in our church gatherings. To do this, we have to employ much of the teaching of today's gospel, cultivating qualities of compassion, forbearance, and forgiveness. Such a community is a powerful witness to the world and will attract others to us. Jesus teaches that God is never outdone in generosity, and what we give, we will receive back in even greater abundance. Amen. Yeah.